Is it recorded?
Okay. My name is Ebert Lisse. I'm the chair of the technical working group, and this is the face-to-face of the working group. Can everybody who is not interested and standing around talking leave the room, please? Otherwise, you're most welcome to sit down and get bored, but try not to disturb me. I'm not in a good mood on account of a loss of my business partner who died 2 days ago. What we usually do is, it's considered a closed meeting, but we allow everybody in to listen and to contribute. It's not that we have any, that is closed in that sense. It's just listed as closed. Can I ask you my coffee, please? We usually discuss the upcoming agenda of the upcoming meeting, and then we talk a little bit about what we can do on subsequent meetings. And the recalls are recorded. And have you got a remote audience? I don't think so. So, but please, if somebody says something whose voice is not easily recognizable on the tape, please mention your name. Can you go to the first? Kim, can you go to the first page, please? Okay, we had another irritation to deal with, that somebody approached us early on for an hour-long meeting and then didn't even tell us that he wasn't coming anymore about a week ago, which caused a bit of a scheduling issue. Fortunately, Jaromir Talia from .cz asked on a late stage for a presentation, and we shifted it around a little bit, so we are more or less covered. We also had to deal with, about a month ago or 6 weeks ago, that one of the ESACs, SSSAC meetings are going to have to, had to be, as a cross-community session, had to be scheduled. And they had the choice to conflict with DNSSEC and us, and they're probably all going to DNSSEC, so they chose to conflict with us. It's not really an optimal situation, but I tried to accommodate with the topics so that the people who have to go to these meetings don't have to present at that same stage. I usually start then on these meetings with some opening remarks. Patrick Fallström is giving us a command performance because Mr. Maltby has written to the CCNSO and to other SOSCs apparently about whether emojis in domain names cause risks. So Patrick has been volunteered to give us a 20-minute talk about that. Then Wes Hardacker has done some stuff about running sort of a root copy on his home server. He will talk 30 minutes about that. And then, I don't know the first name of Gaudet. Mark Gaudet from Canada, from CA, will talk about DNS defense layer. Then we have to look after our own lunch. You don't have to photocopy or film the agenda. The agenda is public as a PDF. The links are clickable, so if you just look for it, download it. If you want to address, send an email to any participant that is listed in blue, just click on it and your email, it's a mail to link. Can we have the second page, please? Then we have the usual host presentation. I've asked Pablo and his colleagues to talk a little bit about how their operations were affected by the hurricane. This is probably something that, given that my business partner just died and we were two-man shop, this is something that we need to look at on a more global thing. What do we do what needs to be done for business continuity? I think on the CCNSO there is also a topic about natural disasters, but not only natural disasters, all sorts of situation can happen, and this is something that even though my colleague and I, we talked about it since the year, because when I turned 60, we started to look at this. This is something that we don't take serious. Yeah, I have started already a year ago to do anything that I do on any of our systems gets put in the handbook in a way that it can be reconstructed. And I'm sure that in many smaller CCTLDs or smaller TLDs, this is not really done as diligent as it should. So maybe at some stage we will come up with a little guideline. To be honest, that reminds me, initially our working group was tasked with writing a sort of handbook, the infamous handbook, as it was called. Maybe this is something that we should still or again look at, sort of develop some guidebook that in case something catastrophic happens that you can know what to do before and after to reconstruct this. Warren is talking about KSK Sentinel. He's sitting there, and obviously this has something to do with the key rolling. It's a monitoring, if I'm not mistaken, some form of monitoring that I'm not really that interested in, even though we do DNSSEC. None of our resolvers in Namibia does this yet. Then we managed to get the guys from Google, from the Google Loon project. Not that they are loonies, but they have balloons that they can put up after natural disasters. I saw yesterday on one of the American TV channels that some cell phone providers even have got drones that they can fire up very relatively quickly after natural disaster that are mobile cell phone towers. So this fits a little bit into the presentation of natural disasters. Then we have a transition break, which I usually don't do, but it fits very nicely in that I had about 10 minutes that I didn't know what to do with, and that's about the time when some people will leave for the SSSEC presentation. Then Don Hollander will talk about universal acceptance for you. He talks about it on a regular basis, and I think reinforcing this repeatedly is a good thing. The universal acceptance is that many browsers don't accept certain domains, certain CCTLDs, certain TLDs, IDNs, all sorts of things. And there is a project from ICANN going to work on this, and he will give us an update. And then Jaromir Talir from CZ will talk about a Fred update. That's Fred, as you know, is like CocaTools, one of the two open source registry portals. It's in use in some CCTLDs with very great results. I found it a little bit difficult to handle when I looked at it, but it is, as I said, it's in use in Tanzania and in Puerto Rico, in Costa Rica, and in some with very great results. So because we use Coca, I find it important that the other open source solution also gets enough playtime whenever they want to have a standing order. Then, I don't know whether she's a lady or whether he's a man, we'll talk about IDN abuse. Lady, I don't know her.
Her name is Medica. Medica.
Okay. Doesn't matter, but she will talk about IDN abuse. That's always an interesting topic. Like using a Russian eye with a little tick to the right or a little tick to the left can confuse everybody. So we always like to hear a little bit about what's out there in the wild. Then Jacques, is this the same thing about Jacques was talking about Internet of Things security framework in Abu Dhabi, so we will have an update. And then I will volunteer somebody who is not going to the SSAC meeting to give us usually a summary of what they perceived were the good presentations and what was the take-home messages. And then we would be done about at 5 o'clock. Does anybody want to have the floor on this? No? Okay, so that's done. And feel free to come back later if you have an idea. So the next thing we need to then talk about is what do we do, what we usually do talk about is what we do next time. My understanding is that the SSSEC wants to have a bit of playtime, like half a day or something, several presentations on what's going on in the abuse situation, and I think Patrick wanted to have the floor first.
Yeah, so Patrick Jones, ESSAC would like to talk with this group about carving out a part of time to have focused discussion of emerging issues coming up within the community, and this can either be speakers from ESSAC or people that they know, so to provide a form of forum for emerging issues. And it doesn't have to be in Panama, but it should be maybe in Barcelona or at some point, and have it be, I think, who else was in the room for the ESSAC discussion yesterday at the admin committee? Jay, were you there? Yeah.
No, sorry, I was, but not for that particular bit. Sorry.
It's to work with the Tech Day working group to structure an agenda to have dedicated discussion of emerging issues. And that could be emerging issues related to DNS or things that might be further out that the community needs to be aware of.
I wasn't there, but apparently I got action item on that.
That's because you weren't there.
Damn.
That will teach you not to attend meetings. No, but I think we don't have to be so formal about it. It's not that we are always on the lookout for speakers who already travel to those meetings and have got something interesting to say. So if ESSAC can propose a few speakers, I would then propose that I'm very early after I come home sent out a request for presentations and mention emerging issues. And then whatever we get, we just put on. And if ESSAC sends us 3, 4, 5 speakers, we just put them on. Is Panama going to be a short or long meeting?
Short.
Short meeting. Then the short meeting is usually together that we do the DNSSEC deck session together. In the morning they do DNSSEC and we do Tech Day in the afternoon or the other way around. So if we can fill up the talk with emergent issues plus the host presentation, that would be fine. As long as we've got good speakers. Yeah, yeah. No, Kim off the microphone said that the plan is that we do this jointly as usual. I'm sitting as an observer on the program committees overall, and for CCNS also, at least I am, if I pay attention, I get aware that that we have conflicts and so on, so we can. But I don't know whether we will be in the morning or in the afternoon. I rather prefer in the afternoon because then we go in the morning and get free lunch from the NSSEC. Okay, is there anything else? Does anybody have any interesting topics for future or interesting ideas? I mean, as I said, maybe we should look at continuity, which is something that we are, I think, all overlooking. Even corporates like .nl and so on, they all have got a plan for this. What happens if the principals fly to an ICANN meeting and they have a plane accident or a car accident or something? But it's not just the big corporate or corporately organized structures, it's also the smaller ones. Or like, for example, PCH, Packet Clearinghouse, is a relatively small organization. What happens if the principals attend a meeting and have a car accident? How are you guys doing this? Are you prepared for this? And it comes easily under the stability and security, but mainly stability issues. And so this is something that, given the occasion, that we should look at. And I will see, maybe we can do in Barcelona, devote a few sessions to this, what people are doing and what they suggest.
Yeah, so I just want... Jacques Latour, Audatier. So for the Panama City meeting, if we have ESSAC, DNSSEC workshop, Tech Day, That's in a short period of time. So we need to start thinking about it now if we put all that together, because there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen. That's just my observation. So if we have emerging issue, we could do a full day of potentially emerging issue on security, on technology, on the NSSEC, and make it the team for the day for all of the different stakeholders.
Oh, you mean also talk to the DNSSEC working group that they also focus on emerging issues in DNSSEC? That's a very good idea. So that we have basically we collect, and if we find this is more DNSSEC, we push it to that way, and if we find it's more non-DNSSEC, we push it to tech. We've got enough members that are on both groups, so that's not going to be a drama.
So that's my observation. Otherwise, it's going to be hard to the different committees to plan. Yeah.
That sounds good.
And maybe we could start, this is Christian with .nl. So maybe we could start, let's say, low-key and have one more emerging issue presentation in Panama. And rather than organizing a whole session around it, maybe that's too ambitious. Also, given the fact that it's only half a day, the tech day at that point.
No, what Jack means is that we do both. We liaise with the DNSSEC organizing group, and then see whether we can get emerging issues topics for DNSSEC and Tech Day at the same day, so that we basically have got more DNSSEC focused emerging issues, if that works, and more non-DNSSEC. If somebody approaches us for a DNSSEC related topic, we would say we propose that you do this in the morning. And if somebody approaches the NSSEC, which is unlikely for not so much related, they would propose it to do it in the afternoon. If we don't get enough topics, of course, then we make another plan. So far, we have always managed to fill up the agenda. If we don't have enough requests, then we continue the situation later.
So within NSSEC, we're also running a working group on IoT security, and if we have something, let's say, ready by the next ICANN meeting, then that could be perhaps an issue that we could present at Tech Day. So that's more forward-looking in terms of IoT security and what the ICANN community should do with that.
And that's it. It's very easy. If somebody proposes an interesting topic to me, or if anyone proposes any topic to me, it usually goes to the working group, and then unless somebody objects, it's usually accepted. So if somebody proposes something interesting for Barcelona, the easier it will be for us to make the agenda, because we don't have it. Barcelona, it's going to be easier because the Europeans will find it easier to come there. So we have got more attendance, and we then can sell, usually speakers must attend first before they can volunteer to speak, because we don't really have a budget to fund at least one speaker. Okie doke. Anything else? Short and painful. All right, then I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Thank you very much.
I was just wondering, the namespace collision workshop, how many people are going to walk out of Tech Day to go there? I'm just curious, like half or none? Or
I'm not going to walk out. And Warren probably is. Yeah.
Can you repeat which one we're checking for the conflict with? Is that NCAP or is that workshop? NCAP, right?
At 15:30, there will be the names collision workshop from ESSEC, which will collide with ours. Okay. And I tried to avoid putting somebody like you or Patrick on the spot who I know are interested in these topics. But we don't know what will happen to the audience tomorrow. Yeah. I'm not really interested in that topic. Okay. We don't record that. All right. Thank you very much.